Welcome to the Building Church. At the Building Church, we are committed to raising up people of balanced stature for Jesus in all phases of life. Join God's servant, Pastor Jeremiah James, as he brings the word with clarity, grace, and truth.
I say glory to God. So the last time we saw some of you was last year. So for a good 2 years, where did you go? Glory to God. Please celebrate somebody to your right and to your left again and tell them they are welcome to church. Hallelujah. It's so nice having us again. And if this is your first time, you are welcome to church. And please, can we celebrate our online audience? Let them be hearing us online. Hallelujah. Please be seated in God's presence. Glory to God. I say glory to God. So this year already has been declared our year of the blessing of the Lord. Right? Hallelujah. This year has been declared our year of what? I say it has been declared as our year of what? If you are not afraid, you can say it now. Okay, maybe I should start like this. I want to show you one scripture that connotes that. When you say, I am blessed, or I am blessed, it's really correct. Genesis chapter 27, verse 27. Genesis 27, 27. The Bible says, so he went to him and kissed him. Yes. He said, when Isaac caught the smell of his clothes, we are reading together now. He blessed him and said, what? Read it now. That is where I want you to look at. Please look to your neighbor and say, I'm blessed too. Say, I am blessed too. You know the kind of blessing that carry weight? It comes with exclamation. I'm blessed. Let's put also right in Yoruba. I'm blessed too. Or let's put, I'm blessed pa. Glory to God. I'm dangerously blessed. I say I'm dangerously blessed. Glory to God. Why are you playing with his hand? Glory to God. Look to another neighbor again. Say, I am blessed. Glory to God. Father, we thank you. Thank you because you bless our heart again. You transform our lives. Nothing missing. Nothing broken. Nothing dragging. Nothing lagging. In the name of Jesus. You have declared this season as our season of the blessing of the Lord. We are blessed in the name of Jesus. I say we are blessed in the name of Jesus. The hand of God is upon us. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. As I was praying, I observed that some of you did not close your eyes. You are just playing church. Or I was waiting for, let's go to the blessing sharp, sharp. It's not the right order. One of the reasons why you close your eyes is not as if is an element of spiritual package or spiritual blessing. It's just to help your heart. Yes, to help your heart. There's nowhere in the Bible where they say you should close your eyes before you pray. But sense tells us that if anything will distract you, Jesus, you see, naturally, actually, what you're supposed to do, when you discover that the eyes will distract you, you should do like the advice Jesus gave us, is to remove the eyes. That's what Jesus said. He said, if your eyes will cut you to sin, he says you will remove it. So, in order for you not to remove it, that's why we reduce the weight. You just say, okay, close the eyes. So it won't be removed. And like I said this, as I'm saying this, I have to tell some of you categorically that this year, you will have to close your eyes. You will have to close your eyes. Please bear with us. The person that is within behind this projection is still learning. So bear with us. You might not be able to get the scriptures as displayed as possible. But that's why you should be a Bible student. You should know that that is in Matthew. So that's the movie. So you should be a Bible student. It's not every time you're just looking at the screen and say, ah, oh, see, he to a movie caller. Because no, the way I'm looking at the screen, I'm just looking at everybody's face. Ah, where's that Matthew that he said? Oh, so please help me help the person that is behind the projection. Let somebody assist the person so the person can know where those Bible, and the person that is there too should be born again at least. If you attend foundation class, that there are some scriptures that you can easily find rather. Glory to God. So because some of you now, acting by inject, you are too used to, once I just see any scripture, it's already on the screen. Once I see any scripture, it's already on the screen. So there is a lot of transition happening. So bear with us for now. Don't worry. They will get it too. The people there, they will get it. One thing I need you to know is that nobody was born with anything. Yes, nobody was born with anything. All of us just got there, including myself. Now I've put my scriptures in my Bible, in my notes, so that I'll just be reading it direct to us. Are we on the same page? While we wait for this person to get it. Glory to God. All right. Eh? No, the person, don't even allow us to go there. My wife has helped us find it. She said Matthew 5, but no, Sunday. Don't worry. So just work at your pace. The one you can get it. The one you can't get, just leave it. They will get it. Glory to God. If it's okay with you, can you just hold the hand of your neighbor and pray in the language of the Spirit briefly? If it's okay with you, just pray. One of the reasons why you do that is to cut off distraction. And I want to help you that you cut off distraction as much as you can in this meeting. You can do better than what you are doing now. For in Jesus' mighty name have we pray. All right. When we were crossing over, there was a charge I gave us. I asked that when you hear churches say something like, it's our year of this and that. I said, the reason why churches have that is number one, what? For the purpose of what? For the purpose of expectation. Yeah, for the purpose of expectation. And what expectation does is that it makes you sensitive to the move of God. So this, like, for example, I do not believe I'm not supposed to be blessed. I expect to be blessed on all sides. So, one of the reasons why when you hear churches say something like, it's our year of the blessing of the Lord, what it implies is that you should expect the blessing of the Lord. And another thing I did not mention actually, which is one of the reasons why the number two exists, is that it's for the purpose of emphasis. Now wait. How many of you know that on WhatsApp, for example, how do you emphasize a word on WhatsApp? Any person? How do you emphasize it? You what? You bolding, right? What is that bolding telling you? That this one is more important, right? Uh-huh. So, it's not as if, because most times now you cannot say, the blessing of the Lord. Do we need to be 2026 to experience the blessing of the Lord? No, that's not what we're saying. We're just saying that we're emphasizing the blessing of the Lord. Yeah. Everything God is doing is correct. Say you get it. It's not as if, how can they say they are understanding the blessing of the Lord? How can they say it's our year of the blessing of the Lord? No, that's not what we're saying. We're just saying that an emphasis, we have been enjoying the blessing of the Lord before this year. Oh, you not get it. We have been enjoying the blessing of the Lord before this year began. So what we are now doing presently is just to emphasize it that, okay, now we are more conscious about the blessing of the Lord. Take for instance, hope you know when people want to wed, it's not as if it's on their wedding day, they will not see the wedding gown for the first time. They have been seeing wedding gowns. But because it's time to wed, I hope you are wed. Take for instance, we just got Jimba for the church, both mobile and camera Jimba. But you know what happened? And I discovered that, you also observe that it has happened to you. And I discovered that if I go to Facebook, it's Jimba they were showing me. If I go to whatever, is whatever they are showing me. That is what happened in the realm of the spirit too. It's an emphasis. Before now, if they show me Jimba, there is nothing that concerns me with it. Even if they show me, my consciousness is not heightened to that direction. In fact, I must have hope you know there are ways you have seen things and you not pay attention to it. Take for instance, when, what is the name of this guy? Jumia. When they relocated from this item 7, close to item 7, and they went towards Femtech, whatever. Until I needed to collect a package from them, I did not know they were there. And I was seeing the samples every time. Yes, sir. I did not know that was where they were. Until I checked Google Map and I have been driving past this place, but I did not know it. What the word for the year does is that it highlights a thing. It broadens it. It heightens your consciousness. So it's not as if this is the first time you are hearing this word. It's not a new word. In fact, we are not trying to generate the Hebrew word for it. It had existed before they gave birth to you. So, when you hear the word for the year is so. No. The first thing is for you to have an expectation. The second thing is that this is an emphasis. It's nothing new. Mm-mm. But for us, it is new. Why? Because we're emphasizing it. You just imagine with me, you wrote plenty things on WhatsApp. And it's only one word that you... And for that word, you are going to stress yourself. You're going to look for symbols. Asterisk and... I think asterisk is for boarding, right? Some of you don't even know what asterisk is, no problem. That thing you use is for both. Then there is this one that they used to cancel. I think it looked like a wave. Strike. Stripe. Strike. Okay, I used to strike it. Please sit there. You do every other, you type every other word normal until when it came to the emphasized one, you took extra time to do it.
I don't know if we are getting it.
I'm under the blessing of God. I'm under the blessing of the Lord. So if it takes you time to stress yourself to emphasize a word, how much more of the blessing? Because you want to type that. Our meeting time, take for example, another reason I want to ask you is, why do you think people emphasize a word on WhatsApp? If you go take for instance, if it is time that is emphasized, it means that either you have changed the time or people used to come late. So now they will not vote in the word that take note to time 4 p.m. They can write 100 times and vote in all of it 4 p.m. And then if for any reason it's Miss Messi that used to come late, they will say ask Miss Messi. Please take note of the emphasized word. Please be seated. So when it comes to the word for the month, for the year rather, it is not new to some people. It just become an emphasis to others. That is, if for any reason you are not conscious of 4 p.m. or the meeting time, we have emphasized it. So if before you have not been conscious of the blessing, it is not being emphasized. So anything that is emphasized should take your attention. Yeah, it should call for your attention. Why didn't they bold in all the words they sent to you? And they bold in just the time. God, I'm under the blessing. Don't forget, any exclamation we put is correct. Because even in Genesis 27, it says, So you can say, oh! You can say, child! I don't like the way people are responding today. Today of the AC. You cannot be under the blessing and be cold. I say, I am under the blessing. Wake up. Say, child, I am under the blessing. Say, the blessing work for me. Then let's bring it home. Say, the blessing work for me, Pa. The blessing work for me. I carry a consciousness. I am under the blessing. Things can feel under my hand. Things can feel under my watch. Because I'm under the blessing. He said he blessed him and said, the first thing that came out of the one said, you are blessed.
I'm blessed. And that's why if you have ever heard me say something like that, I used to put that exclamation to that. Hey, I'm blessed. Ah. I am blessed. Some of you think you are playing church. You don't want to like, just fall down like you are looking at me like, hey, this one can tell us your my brother, my sister, you are blessed. Let me tell you something. We are not playing church. Yes, sir. Because they are only did they talk. Now they are only did they talk. When it's time for prayer, what you miss it? There is no aspect of the meeting that is not important. Yes, sir. The Bible says in Luke chapter 5 verse 17, he said one day Jesus was teaching. Jesus was not praying. He was teaching. See the Pharisees, the Jews, all of them were sitting there. He said, and the power of God was available to heal the sick. So it can be they were leading prayer and the power of God will be available to hear the sick. It can be they are preaching. Don't wait for, because you now, you are calculating, you are too calculating, you can't wait for when they declare the blessing. Ha! I'm blessed. Every aspect of the service, anytime, anywhere, your blessing can land on you. Don't be mechanical and be waiting and be calculating and say, when they say, we are going to the drum, kick, 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 kick. Then you stand up and say, unilu ninje. Jugula, jugula. I will break the jugula. I say, step on the jugula of poverty, whatever jugula. My brother, your jugula has started now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And you know something about the blessing. You don't need to be dramatic. When Abraham blessed his son, Isaac, it was not like this. Because most times, you people confuse reaction to spiritual power to the real power. If I drop an heavy something here now, for example, outside, please, what you expect? Dust, right? Is the dust the heavy weight that was dropped? It is just an effect that something landed. So most times, I carry away by this. You see, whether the thing is doing like this or not, the weight is still there. Don't be blinded by what you see. You know, that is what a parable. I will look on your Aaron. Don't be blinded by what you see. I'm already blessed. So the first thing we said, why churches give word for the year is what? For the purpose of expectation. Because expectation makes you sensitive to the move of God. Make you sensitive to the move of God. The next is for the purpose of emphasis. So, this, because now they say, 5 years ago, it was one church that used the blessing of the Lord. They are using it now. They are reshuffling it. Hey, can you come? My brother, there is nothing that is in quote new, but things can be emphasized. Hope you know that sometimes somebody's emphasis is Maggie. When he's sending the husband to buy the thing, he do not emphasize the Maggie. A month back with Maggie, I emphasize it. What it implies that this should be important to you. Why are people not entering people's WhatsApp and say, why are you emphasizing Maggie? Why do you put emphasis? It's between the sender and the sendee. Oh, I said it's always between the sender and the sendee. Oh, it's young age. When something is emphasized and the person will be laughing and you are confused like, why is he laughing? John Maggie, there are some words that if my wife type now, some of you will not even laugh. Me, I will laugh. Because you hear me. So we say, yeah, we are between God, between God and us. Every other person can see the blessing and pass. Eh? No, we can't see the blessing and pass. We partake of the blessing. The way you are saying that, me was expecting you say, I partake of the blessing. I enjoy the blessing of the Lord. It's my year of the blessing of the Lord. It's an emphasis. In Mark chapter 5, every other person was passing Jesus. Every other person was pressing around Jesus. But the woman who had an emphasis from home, because she said, if I can touch the hem of his garment, the hem of Jesus' garment, maybe that day it was even dirty. It was not the dirt, it was the emphasis. The hem of the garment, limit by one table. This year, the blessing of members who will. The blessing of the Lord, because it's my emphasis. Anything that has to do with the blessing, please call me. Because God does not give a word for giving sake. You cannot say, the other church, why did they give them this other one? My brother, is that your church? And let me quickly help you guys, that you are always the one competing between which one is the best word for the year. Okario. Take, for instance, PK and his wife. They gave the year they, is this the year they conceived, I think? For 8 years, they are not giving birth. Please, don't play with the word of the Lord, though. Don't play for emphasis of God for your household. Me, I am blessed. I smell the blessing. I smell like the blessing. I carry the blessing. He said, he called him and caught his smell and blessed him and said, I am blessed. So, when the Lord gave them their own word for that year, that they later conceived. If I remember correctly, I think, I will testify or something. I will testify. You ever put it into my year of I will testify. So, it was not grammatically correct, but it was spiritually aligned. I don't mean just yes of any person. Even if you like, say is provide God that gave them. I say it's our year of humbly. Provided it's the Lord that gave them. You say you won't blame me. Provided it's the Lord that gave them. So it can be their year of humbly. You say what is your year? Say the year of humbly. Then you calculator. We not calculate it. George, I did not go to school. Call to bar, no. You now start down and say, the Lord my God that I know, who carry life, can never say is our year of humbly. The one he has given you, have you done anything with it? If you don't have the results, you have to keep quiet too. Good year, did it get me that? Oh, near any opinion. Opinion, what the onion? How onion make people cry? Humbly. Anything the Lord, provided is the Lord that gave them. What am I to judge? To ban blame one, come on, blame Lord. Because now you now sit down and you are like you are checking. You see, just like Bishop Oyedepo said, he said there is no reward for spectators. Home blame one. He wasn't in own car blame. Because people have always made the mistake. And the reason why we are teaching in this direction like this is because it will help you. Please expect the blessing this year. I hope you know this is the first time as a church or ministry that we're having the word for the year. If God did not give it, you will not come and catch me and say, sir, you cannot do Guyana. If God did not give the word, this is the first time that since when we have existed as ministry, we have never had the word for the year. Our word for the year has been the word of the Lord. But that doesn't mean that we don't have expectation for the year. You know, they are not the same. But this one, the Lord has given us an emphasis. I almost said that the year of Obli. And it's Mr. Favor that is bringing that home. The way he's looking at me, all right, don't like home blame anyone. Please sit there. Okay, oh blessing. Hey, who's he blaming you? I am under the blessing. No. Put the exclamation there. Do you know what? Sometimes at home, actually, I will just look at myself and say, Kai, I'm blessed. You see, the ingredient of this thing is that Kai. And if you have ever listened to me, you want to lie, your witness is going to be alive. Go and check all of my messages. Anytime I mention blessings, what do you do? And I'm blessed. Oh, he used to be there. Because from that Genesis, this is what, you see, they have come again. Genesis 27:27 is the the smell of my son is like the smell of the feet the Lord has blessed. Hi, I'm blessed. I'm dangerously blessed. Say whoa, 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 whoa. I'm blessed. Glory to God. I'm blessed. I am blessed. It's a consciousness. So this year, carry that consciousness. How many of you severally have passed a place? Maybe the place that you do not know is the place. Then all of a sudden they say, Tobati Koja GC Bank. Kini can wa leg by kini, whatever. And then for the first time, a consciousness is triggered in your heart for a place you have been passing that is the place. So when you see the blessing, will you know? If the consciousness is not there, you can, but you are aware that they can be describing a place behind your house. And because you have not taken note of it, you will say it doesn't exist. Several have argued with people where I say before, they say this thing, I said, no, it doesn't stay around our house. Until they carry you, I say, this is it. Now, you know, who brought it here? They say it has been here forever. Another thing the word for the year does for you is that it creates a consciousness. It's heightening your recognition. Take for instance now, when you say something like, when you are going to serve, for example, hope you know that those of you that are in 100 level and whatever, if you see copper, it doesn't ring any bell. If you see white clothes, foul, it doesn't ring any bell to you until you finish school. And then your recognition system is heightened. Now, every person as you are seated here, I wish everybody knows something about cars. As you are seated here, just put one car as one of the cars you desire to buy this year. That is in the learning. At least for a start. Because I wanted you to create consciousness in your heart. Initially, when we did the car we wanted to buy was Element, this under Element. 2007, I can't remember. Is it 2007? That Element now. Okay, no Element. That car, yeah. How many of you know Element? Car Element. Hope you know that those cars are still in learning. But up till now, I don't even know. I have not seen them. Until if for any reason somebody wants to buy it, it will heighten a consciousness in me that, hey, tell me, you start seeing them. In fact, you will be shocked that your neighbor is using it. When we bought our premises, that was when I got there, it was Corolla I wanted to buy. So when I got there, my elder brother insists that I should not buy Corolla because I wanted to run away from manual. I wanted to go to automatic. So he insisted. I don't know. He just insists that you not buy Corolla. That is premise I should buy. That is that manual I should buy first. So he insisted. So I obliged. Do you know what happened? That was when I now discovered that every person in the learning is using premise. I am the one telling you. There is no, including you. Every person. That thing, I think my recognition. If I see, even if I pack the premise, and I'm not, I would think that the person is using my car. Because something was hiding. Even for any reason, I don't want to go and buy something and then I see a car moving. I'm like, the key is with me. Because a consciousness was created. And then I now discover that all premises are not the same. I think our own premises is 2006, if I'm not incorrect. The other ones that they are using 2005, 2000, whatever, it's not like our own. Our own maybe was close to the latest before they stopped, if for any reason they stopped. So, if it's not as premise, do you know what I'm saying? It's the fact that then we'll not see another one come and say, look, this one will look at it. Anything that you are not conscious of, you can partake of. Then later on, when we wanted to buy our this Lexus,
There's this Kuza, before they move to their praying place. They used to pass exactly this kind of letters there. And I discovered that it was me and my wife, and it was my wife and the owner that used to go and do meeting in Abuja. Because anytime the car is not parked there, she said the man has traveled to Abuja for a meeting. So that's how I discovered that, oh, they used to go and do meeting together. Then anytime we get there, we're still driving primacy. But a consciousness was created in our heart. The Lexus has not come, but it has been ordered from US coming. But it has not arrived. But a consciousness was created that see our Malebi. See our car. The car that we have not driven. That we don't even know why. We have not. At least it was image to show us. The car has not arrived, but we could identify the ones that look at our own. If you see where the blessing is happening, that is your camp. You did not get that. I say if you see any person that is blessed, if you see a blessed person, just know that is your camp. Because one of the things, the word for the year is that it creates a consciousness. You hear that God has lifted your neighbor, just know you are the next person. Because, child, I am blessed. I am blessed. Whoa, I am blessed, man. It creates a consciousness. What does it create again? Blessed or blessed? Another thing it creates is that it creates a sense of direction and guidance. What do I mean by that? You start preparing for the blessing. Anything that does not look like it is not your own lot. You say, people are God coming back. Once you see blessing coming, if you hear about blessing, you mean it correctly. Are we on the same page? Another reason why people give the word for the year is that it helps you to keep tabs with God's faithfulness. That the year has been declared. You know, just the 15th day of January, you are already tremendously blessed. Genesis 24, verse 1. He said, Jeremiah James was advancing in years, and the Lord had blessed him in how many things? Every way. Give it to me in KJV. Give it to me in KJV very quickly. He said, Jeremiah James was advancing in years, and the Lord had blessed him where? In all things. How are you expecting the blessing this year? The way you are responding is sounding like you are not sure. How are you expecting the blessing? Look at your neighbor and say, oh, I am blessed. Alright, let's do it this way. Because if you are sitting close to your younger sister, and your younger sister is saying, we say, I say, Moshe Ben, you know, with the blessing. You say, just how I respect and say, I am blessed. Because people are more conscious of the respect than the blessing. He said, give me my own respect first, before I even talk about the blessing. And he said, be, you say, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Make sure there's exclamation there. The exclamation is for this to stress it. You say, kilo, kini, and same thing. Say, akule mo, nani, I'm blessed. Try, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Your feet will be watered. I say, your feet will be watered. In the name of Jesus. So we stress that this year, your animal and yourself need water. And we say water means what? Number one is what? The word of God. The doubling water is you need the word of God. You need work rather. You need work. And that's why I was saying the word of God. I'm stressing the word of God because in your work dimension, the word of God is needed. You need to sit down with the word this year. And that's why I say intentional obedience and diligence. The work is intentional obedience and diligence. You need to walk the word. You need to sit down and dig the word. Are we on the same page? You need to check your routines and obedience. The next one is attention. I say care, focus, and word, and stewardship. And stewardship. So you cannot water what you ignore. Attention is proof of value. Yeah. You cannot water what you ignore.
You ignore the word of God. The word for the year. They have said, told you that this is your word for the year. You ignore it. You can't water what you ignore now. Attention is actually a proof of value. It's a proof of value. So, your attention span this year, we have to increase on the word. Put attention on the word that God has laid in your direction. Because care, focus, and stewardship. Glory to God. I said glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And what follows focus is actually growth. Growth follows focus. Growth follows focus. The TJ is not the joy. Mm-mm. It is the joy and the peace of the Holy Ghost. If I'm able to reach where I want to reach today, then I may teach in the direction of carrying the consciousness of the blessing next week. That's why I said the joy. You see, Isaiah chapter 12 verse 3, the Bible tells us, he said, with joy you shall draw water from the wells of salvation. And I've often said it. I said, for Agai, in Genesis chapter 21 verse 19, the Bible says she could not even see the well. Now you have seen that this is the word of the Lord for the year. You have seen it. What you need to be able to draw it is your joy. How did I know you need a drawer? Because in John chapter 4, Jesus met a woman fetching water at the well. And Jesus said, give me water. The woman said, you are a Jew. Jews don't, as we say with Samaritan. Jesus now said, if you know the gift of God, and he that speak with you, he said, you will have asked of him, and he will have given you what? Rivers of living water. He said, and you won't thirst again. He said, you don't even have a drawer, and the well is deep. You don't have a drawer, and the well is deep. And I've said this severally. I said, the drawer you need to draw is joy. If your joy is gone, no matter what is in front of you, you can't partake of it. So, one of the water you need is joy. Joy must be entered with the word. That it look like the word that was declaring your direction is not happening. But please make sure your joy is intact. Because when it will happen, you will need joy to draw it out. A depressed person cannot be lifted. You can't be lifted in a depressed state. I want to show you something. The Bible says in Isaiah 55 verse 12. He said you will go out in joy and be led forth in peace. He said you will go out in joy and be led forth in peace. Do you not know what happened? He said the mountains. That is, this is what happened. This man is going. The mountains are an obstacle. He said the mountains and the hill will resonate. The law of resonance means that people are going to be in the frequency of the sound that is being vibrated to them. If you're not turning fork, for example, you can't attract to your life what is not in you. Because the Bible showed us you will go out in joy. So please, this year, keep going out in joy. You may leave the house. The house may not look like what you want, but go out in joy. He said, go out in joy and be led forth in peace. He said, the mountains and the hill will burst into song before you. And all the trees of the field will clap their hands. Do you know what it implies? Now look at this. This is talking about breakthrough and fruitfulness. Now, I've said it severally. Any tree that does not have fruit, if it claps its hand, is giving the owner work. It's leaf that will come down. But any tree that has fruit, when it is clapping its hands, what is coming down is including eating fruit that is ripe. Anything that is ripe, once the trees begin to clap their hands, the fruit begin to come down. You need your joy intact for those things that are hidden that what you have, and you need it to draw out. Joy is a drawer.
Tell your neighbor, don't look like your situation.
Keep joy alive. Because now we have been shouting, tell your neighbor, these are some of you I look like 6 o'clock.
Don't say me.
My brother, I am here to charge you with your drawer. And you know something about drawer? Please be seated. The woman said that. Because why would she say that and the well is deep? How many of you, well, if you fetch water before, if you have fetched water from the well before, you know some of you, they won't use that bowl. So you do not know what it means. And some of you said, you have well in front of your house. Your well never dry. You don't know anything. In fact, you put on the drawer, it's cup you need. You don't go to your well and pick the thing. Because your well is well-welled. But do you know something? There is another dimension of well. That you will collect your neighbor's rope. You know, no, you have a drawer. You don't have a drawer. You have to go and borrow. You say, ah, he has here today. He just said today. Then, it's not as if you want to use the petrol. Is that you want to use it to tie so that you can reach the... So sometimes you need neighbors around you that can shout. They join their rope to yours so that you can draw. Please, let me help you. You see, be careful of friends that are always sober and vigilant when you are depressed. Whoa. I'm telling you. You now need a pastor like me with Oloto. To help you draw it out. And it must never work. And guide you. It must never like.
Because the truth is joy is a pressure.
Some of you, the last thing you need, why last year went the way it was, is because you were always sober and vigilant. Till your Sunday, you know, don't play every time. Every day, sober and vigilant, you know. Yeah, the Bible that says sober and vigilant also says rejoice. And again, I say rejoice. Joy is a draw. Please be seated. You see, this one that you are always like this, they don't be shouting, they don't know what I do. I will show you one scripture. Genesis, Numbers chapter 23. Give me verse 19. Numbers 23, verse 19. Next verse, please. Next verse already. Please, can you read this to me? He said, no misfortune is seen in the building church. No misery observed in the building church. He said, the Lord their God is with them. The church of who?
Calm down.
They went to rent Balaam to come and curse the student. Hope you know it was Balaam that was giving this testimony. He said, I can't curse these people. There is a shout in their midst.
Let me show you. From verse 18. Let me show you so you understand this. From verse 18, very quickly. From verse 18, sir. Thank you, sir.
He said, then he uttered his oracle. Arise, Balak, to listen. Yes, son of Zippor. Next verse. He said, God is not a man that he should lie. Not a son of man that he should change his mind. Does he speak and not heart? Does he promise and not fulfill? Next verse. He said, I have received a command to bless. The reason why he can't curse them is because the shout of the king is in there. Listen to me. You cannot be losing and be shouting at the same time.
I check for ball. Most times you word ball.
That is why they used to call it home advantage. Because you come with limited fans. Even if your fans are shouting, their shouts will go and resonate with the other camp. You know, it's like, almost like they are helping you to shout. They are helping the winning side to shout.
Have you not checked it before? Although there are some who that shout of Ujuru no one say, they see shout and it don't work, but not in our camp.
If people gather to come across, if the shout of the king is still intact, he says, hey, God.
No, go back now. Okay, this person has woken up finally. Just go back to where I was coming from.
He said, I have received a command to bless. He has blessed, and I cannot change it. He now explained why. This is why now explain. Don't forget, he said, no misfortune is seen in the building church. No misery observed at the building church. He said, the Lord their God is with them. He now said, the shout of the king is among them. Sober and vigilant, inani. Kilo say to simpi. Kilo say, why is this woman that used to throw my cup and carry it back? Lilian. Hope you your lie over. Oh, Joe, over Yahweh, no? Then they're not going back say, no, be say you decrease. Now God, you decrease. So. Let me tell you something to do. Let me tell you something to do. If the noise of challenge is high on your side, please increase the shout of victory. Somewhere in Psalm, the Bible also says, it said the sound of victory and rejoices resound in the tents of the righteous. You are the only one that is vigilant. Your face, even if people see you, if they are happy before, they will be depressed. That energy is contagious. Watch friends that don't watch. Because the Bible says watch on. So there are times that you should rejoice. And then, I remember Kenny taking said some one time. So the devil told him that he was going to never going to receive his healing again. He said he was laughing. He said, the devil said, why are you laughing? He said, I'm laughing at you. Because he said, I will not receive mine. He was not super vigilant. He said, hey, joy, joy, joy. You see, before the devil deal with the person, wait. Before you are depressed, you will first be quiet. I'm telling you. Check it very well. Before you are depressed, you will first be quiet. You will enter church like this. You that energy intelligence. Then he said, I will show them church today. I will not dance. I will not say anything. You see, that energy bank is weighing you down. Merriness and motion go together. A merry heart, the Bible says, doeth good mercy. When you are rejoicing and happy, it doeth good like mercy. And do you know something? Before you go down, the first thing the devil will kill is your spirit. The Bible says in Proverbs 18, verse 14, it says, a mad spirit. Ha! The Bible says he was in high spirit. Wait, how do you think Basti? The guy was in high spirit. A mass spirit. One of the ways your spirit can be high is high praise. Yes, sir. Is there a mass spirit sustaining me in sickness? A mass spirit sustaining me in depression? But a cross spirit, who can bear? Your spirit is already crossed. Super vigilant. You are not looking like this. You know, what are you doing? That only you are praying, you are playing high praise. Who? Depression must happen. Because what introduced depression is silence first. Even the people you talk to, you say, Then, when even they type to you, you reply with A, B, you know what I'm saying? I want one answer. I'm under the blessing. Everyone that is blessed, the shout of the king, where is it? Can I give you 1 minute to go up with shouts? Is that how you shout here? Is that how you shout here? Give me that scripture. The shout of the king is in the midst of them. Go, where? Come to drum. Come to drum. Give me some. Let's shout. The shout of the king is in the midst of us. It's a shout of joy and victory. Resound in the tent of the righteous. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. The shout of joy. Everywhere you see joy, you see shout. Hey! The dance of my worship goes up through the border.
My worship is my weapon.
Give me this
my weapon. This is how we win my battle. Hey, this is how I win. And we win. This is how I win. Come on. The smoke of my voice upon the earth. This is how I win. This is how I win. This is our way. The smoke of my worship. The smoke of my worship. Really. Upon the earth. Because it's a fragrance. Because it was fragrance. And it turns to fire.
Follow joy is leaping.
Yeah.
Jump. The air to be sober and vigilant. Don't so you be 2 o'clock. Why? He made him ask. The Bible said, "Dread mercy." And the Bible said, "The joy of the Lord is our strength."
Yes,
sir. And I've said this separately. I think there are 2 minutes to that word. The joy of the Lord is our strength. In Numbers, I think Numbers 8:10 or thereabout. The joy of the Lord is our strength. I think Numbers Nehemiah rather. I think Nehemiah 8:10 or thereabout, or 2:10 or something like that. Go and enjoy. He says, "You sacred, do not grieve. For the joy of the Lord is your strength." When you are weak, one of the things that give you strength is joy. Have you not checked it? That is why most times when you are tired or maybe you are looking depressed, some of you, what you do is to watch movies or jokes. What you are trying to tap into is joy. But there is a higher one. It is in the Holy Ghost. Hope you know, the end result of all your prayers is always peace. Oh, you know. Anytime you, and that's why the joy and peace, anywhere you lost your peace, stand there, don't move. This year, you see, once you want to enter the car and your peace has left you, don't say, "The last time I said, I did not die." My brother, don't die. Stay. Because in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 to 7, the Bible says, "Do not be anxious about anything. He said, by prayer and supplication, make your request known to God. And the peace of God that passes all understanding will guard your heart." And that's why I said, next week, one of the things I want to talk about is subconsciousness. When I talk about the consciousness of the blessing, your heart there is talking about your subconsciousness. Your mind is talking about your consciousness. But the way God transforms people is from inside out. If it's not inside you, God can... That's why you have to draw it out. Isaiah 12, verse 3. He said, "With joy, draw out. With joy, draw from the wells of salvation. With joy." See, don't allow your situation define your look. There are two things that people used to mistake together. There is joy, there is happiness. They are not the same. Like people have wonderfully said, joy is an inherent, you bring it out. Happiness, follow happiness. The thing will have to happen first before you say,
I'm happy. I'm happy. The Lord Jesus, my friend. Wait. Joy is that the thing is still looking like it's not solved. And that is why you see the joy of the Lord is your strength. That is why he says it's your strength. He said you will go out in joy. This year, go out in joy. He said go out in joy. Be led forth in peace. Then obstacle and barrenness we check out. Because joy and obstacle, peace and bad, they don't go together. If you have joy, a shout of joy and victory. But once the devil attack your joy, see, leave areas where every time you are sad. Like it's a sandy. I'll be sad to see.
I have joy.
I've got joy, joy, joy. Don't worry, don't worry, don't worry. Become my time.
Joy,
but if you leave me here sincerely, where?
In my heart, I've got joy.
I remember 2018 when we were telling people we want to get married. Maybe I'll share this story with you so you know that joy is the last straw most times. I've had plenty. All the people I told, they say they don't use faith to marry you. You don't use faith to marry you. What are you doing? Where's money? 2018. What are you doing? Where are you going? I was sad. I almost looked like a sad to see. Then I knew that if they attack my joy, they will get me. So we're in one camp like that. I call my wife. My wife, then my fiancé. Wife to be. I call her. I say, where are you? He said, come. He said, he's going to code. I said, borrow all the cardigans in the hostel and wear it. And come outside. Do you know what we sang? For 3 hours, we did not have prayer requests. It was just singing. I'm telling you. Then a consciousness was battered inside of me. That I'm under the blessing. What was the song we even sang that time? No one can see. Just imagine you sang that song for 3 hours. In Amata, hope you know that. Well, some of you that are Gen Z, you don't know Amata. The Amata has not come. They are, because this one now that is raining, even we are shocked. You know that you Gen Z people, please give us back our generation. Because the things that you people are coming up with, I don't understand again. That when we are supposed to experience Amata, is it we are seeing and rain. 31st, can you go tomorrow on 31st? We don't know again. Maybe now by February we are going to have Amata. Because the tea, I don't even understand what is happening again. But that time is cold. When I'm talking about cold, the kind of cold that even you look at your destiny and look at sleep and choose sleep. That, oh, destiny. If you know somebody that is alive, that has destiny, let me first be alive. I remember ABU, then when I went to ABU, I will wear glove. My cardigan was looking as if I was wearing paper. So I wore all the clothes there is. My friend gave me leather jacket and I wore lab coat. I'm not joking. I wore lab coat. I'm not look like a robber. I put head warmer. I don't use head warmer. I put head warmer. I put eyeglasses. And nose mask. I'm not joking. No. That time you buy gloves. Plenty. Maybe you go and ask people. Maybe when Amatan was Amatan. Because I don't know now. Maybe their own Amatan has to have changed. You understand? Glove. Glove. Some people that are not disciplined or don't have money to do hot water. That time, you wait. You don't miss water. As soon as you pour it, just be carrying to the toilet, the bathroom like that. I'm not joking. No. Don't be running like that. Be running. And then there's another place called Funtua. You see, that one is Funtua. That's the real name. All those times, we used to be like we are from Russia. Night, anytime you are talking like this, everything is coming. You know what I'm saying? You literally seen the Russia kind of this thing. You, glove, that is what you'll be wearing. Socks, you know, that thing you are wearing is paper. Socks, thick one. Wear it like this. Wear everything. If you go for a night class, you are a discovery. Preach to your neighbor, don't be depressed. Tell them, in case you are not aware, it's an attack. Don't say, I won't talk. You see, the first thing the devil uses is for you not to talk. The next thing that follows is depression. Then you are fighting with the people that are not fighting with you.
people that are supposed to talk, don't even phone local. Kofi join man, okun te ti o ti dele. We say no, don't talk to them. Ah, ki yan kan lada ya lagbaja o carry lie. I hope you know that some of us, we suffer for that thing. When our parents are fighting, they include children. What concern me is the two of you that abuse yourself. Did I abuse anybody? After all the devotion, can I tell you, from today forward, we are not going to Allah Baja's place again. After devotion, wow. I'm blessed, you. Ah, I'm blessed. Reach your neighbor, your joy must be intact. Because joy is endurance, peace guide decisions. Yeah, peace guide decisions. And then this one, you need it. Anxiety and depression drives destiny faster than opposition. Your decision will be clouded. You are hungry. You are bitter. Following depression is bitterness. Most time before people commit suicide, they are always bitter. The next thing is energy and resources, right? And then the last thing is renewal. Isaiah 40:31. Bless or bless. Please put your neighbor. Say, me, I'm blessed. Say, hey. I'm blessed. My joy is intact. And now you can come because we'll do that at God Joy with the next seconds I have left. You can come to listen. We'll sing that at God Joy for 1 minute at least. Then after that, we'll see the announcement. Bless or bless? Don't worry. It's understanding the blessing. We still have a few Sundays left. So, understanding the blessing. But before you understand the blessing, you must know why the word for the year came. Now, look at this. Renewal. What did the Bible say? It said, but those who what? We do what? What is this thing also talking about again? Strength. Have you not seen this? Strength. Strength. You need renewal of strength. He said, thank you, Holy Spirit. For our own, it was that 3 hours. After that 3 hours, you know, my wife has applied. She's an artisan. Please visit her. She has applied to places they know. January, like this, bam. She just got employment. January, you know what I'm saying? That was December. December, end of the year. January, like this, bam. She got February. No, the same January, too. Okay, you are December. Sorry. February. Okay, my one was January. Okay. January, February. Some of you, is that joy? The thing? You are looking too much like your situation. It's not by doing things like this that will make the thing go. That's why Jesus was saying, by worrying, how many of you have increased the height of your hair? Come now, say we'll do, I've got joy. Because people have to got joy. You have to got joy. Preach to your neighbor, say you have to got joy, man. Thank you. This person is not faster. That talk work. Please help me celebrate the person. All right, carry me back. My time will still be intact. Carry me back, sir. Thank you. He said, for those who hope in the Lord, if you check KJV, he said, those who wait in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings. They will mount up with wings as eagle. They will run and will not weary. They will... Now, wait. It's the progression of this thing I want to show you. You see, this scripture and Psalm 1, they look so much alike. You will discover that for a Psalm 1 man, his life was having a retrogression. Psalm 1, go to Psalm 1. You will see now. He said, bless his man who walk not. Walk. This guy was on motion. Who walk not in the counsel of the ungodly. That is the first thing. Not stand. That is, this guy was going before. Then stopped. Then, after he stopped, standing, he now sat down. Some of you are sitting in sadness. Once, and that's why I said that joy and lack of motion, they don't go together. You leap, you jump when you are in joy. So when the Bible was talking about the renewal, go back to the renewal now. Look how the Bible now pick it. Go back to the renewal. Isaiah 40, 31. He said, but those who wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. Look at this. They shall mount up with wings. Look at the progression that is not coming. It's not going on faith that is sitting, walk, can you see, run, and fly. That is, this is what is happening. If you want to read it actually in real sense, faith should come first. But what the Bible is saying is not as if the people will jump progression. Is that somebody that is running before will start flying. Somebody that is walking before we start running. And somebody that is fainted before we start walking. So, the results that lack of blessedness brought in Psalm 1, the renewal of the joy, return it back. Because these guys was walking before, and then he stand, and then he sat down. Then when you get to the renewal, these guys flying, others are running, others are walking. There's nobody that is fainted. My strength is renewed. So dance like you have not danced before. 1 minute. Let me put them on 1 minute for our God joy. Where is it? Oh, yeah. After that, we'll see the announcement.
Joy, overflow in my life. Come on, say,
I got joy,
come on,
joy.
Okay, come on,
joy overflow
in my life.
Spirit in my life. Oh, I feel alright. Hey, God above and the Spirit in my life. Come on, say, one, two, I feel alright. Count in my blessings, lifted one by one. Come on, say, one, two, three, four, I feel alright. Count in my blessings, lifted one by one.
Thank you for listening to this message. We hope you've been blessed. This is the Building Church. Our core values are spiritual growth, service and impact, personal development, honor, excellence, love work, faith, family life, and societal transformation. And our pillars are the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, prayer, and reaching out. Join us for for our Sunday Glorious Service at 8 a.m. and our Midweek Service every Wednesday by 5:30 p.m. at the Building Church behind Bekadim Sanke Okyodo, Ilorin, Kwara State. Please follow us on all social media platforms at the Building Church. Stay blessed.